Evening, everybody. Welcome back. This week is Parshas Shmos, and we're continuing with the Lamtas Melachos. We're going to begin now. This is part one of Tzad, capturing animals, and Shechet, slaughtering or shechting animals. So the next group of Melachos that we're up to is the process of creating either parchment or leather. And it begins with capturing the animal, tzad, and is followed by sheichet, which is killing the animal, and it's also known as netilas neshama. We'll see how it actually extends to other things beyond actual killing. So those are the two malachas, tzad, capturing, and shchita, or netilas neshama, taking a life. Now, the malacha of capturing, typically, as we would think, has very few practical applications in our city life. We're not going around catching deer, though you may be tempted to. But one interesting discussion, which is very practical indeed, but not such a halachic concern, is whether, is there an issue of tzad with human beings? So, case in point is that your toddler is running away from you, and you have to physically restrain him, pick him up or her, and bring the child back into the house. Is that tzad? You're capturing a living being that doesn't want to be held by you. Now, the bottom line is, it's actually discussed by Paiskim back and forth and different svaras why it should or shouldn't be a problem of tzad. But the bottom line is that we hold human beings, even little ones, aren't included in the concept of tzad, because being that they're intelligent, so but they actually make a decision as to whether they want to be held by you or not. So it doesn't fall under tzad, which is when an intelligent human being captures an animal that does not have intelligence. But what does present a great problem is pets. Now, some pets willingly allow themselves to be led, such as dogs and cats, and some cats usually. Now, that's not tzad, because they're coming willingly. But others don't really get tamed, and if they aren't in a cage, they will run away easily, like rabbits, hamsters, and so on. And there's a real issur to catch those if they get away and they start running away. And besides the issur muksa of picking them up, which is one issue, but even if you don't actually handle them, right, you just frighten them into a cage or a box, you corner them, that is a question of an issur deraisa. So it's a serious problem. And I remember we had a neighbor in Lakewood that decided for some interesting reason to get a goat. So he built like an enclosure outside his house for this goat, and he had a problem of tzad as well, because he needed to get in and out of that enclosure to feed the goat and tend to whatever needs it had. But as soon as you open the door of the enclosure, the goat, which isn't a tame animal, at least not his goat, you are freeing the animal, because by opening the door it can now leave. And when you close the door, that is tzad. And that's an important thing to understand about tzad. It doesn't require you to do anything to an animal. You don't have to hold it, touch it, nothing. As soon as you close and cut off any avenue of escape, that already is a malacha and malacha adereisa of tzad. So he had a problem. How could he get in and then close the door behind him and leave and close the door behind him? He will be doing tzad each time. So basically what it boiled down to, the only option he had was to open it just a crack, slip in so that at all moments the doorway was always blocked, either, you know, by himself, and then close it immediately behind him, so there was never a point that the animal was actually free. That was his option. But now, goats are kind of an unusual pet, but this comes up a lot with new pet dogs, and particularly puppies, because they aren't trained and they're not used to being in the house, and they need to be caged at night, otherwise they'll go all over the place, and they don't go willingly. So this is actually forbidden on Shabbos. There's no way I can see that should be allowed. And that presents quite a challenge to dog owners, how to navigate this first couple of weeks where you do have to restrain the dog. It's a problem. And a Rav really needs to be consulted before purchasing any pet, that's the truth, in order to work through the realities of halacha, Shmir Shabbos, and other halachas, because otherwise, after the fact, it's problematic, because you may not have thought it through, and you may not have the facilities or the abilities to really deal with it in a way that's halachically permissible. Now, the issue of closing the door being equated to capturing, it comes up in multiple scenarios. For example, if a bird should fly into your house, now I don't remember this ever happening to us here, but this hen camp used to happen all the time, right? That a bird would fly into the bunkhouse or into the dining room, that wouldn't be unusual. Now, it would seem then that closing the door at that point should be a problem of tzad. You're trapping the bird in the house or in the building. But it wouldn't be. It would not be an issue of tzad. And the reason is because even in the house, even were you to close the door, the bird is still not trapped because the house is too big. It can fly around. You can't catch it even when it's in the house. So you haven't effectively trapped it. You've limited it, but you haven't trapped it. And that's a hatter in tzad. That's an important rule in tzad, that as long as whatever enclosure it is that you're closing is still big enough that you can't really catch the animal without employing, you know, other methods of tzeda, of capturing, it wouldn't be considered tzad merely closing the door, and that's why it would be allowed. Now, this does present a problem with insects at times. Trapping an insect wouldn't be an iser deraisa of tzad because only things which are typically trapped for food or clothing are included in the iser deraisa. And insects, even bees, are called ein b'mina nitzai. They're not a typical thing to trap and capture. But it is still aser midrabanan. So let's say, here's a common case before we get to sukkahs and the issues of trapping bees like that. We'll talk about that more next week. But let's say you take your garbage out to the bin outside your house, right, in the summer. You want to take the garbage out and put it in the outside garbage can. But the garbage can is unfortunately buzzing with flies. Now, if you close the lid, you will have effectively trapped flies in that big garbage bag, but garbage can. And certainly when the garbage can is pretty full with garbage bags, then you've trapped them because you could catch them at that point in a little space. I mean, you're not in the bin, but it would be possible to trap them because they're you've entrapped them into such a little tiny spot. So closing the bin would be an actual issue of trapping these flies, and what you need to do is actually leave a crack open so that they can get out. Now, this is a very interesting, fascinating debate in halacha about what if you're not 100% sure there are flies in the bin. So you want to close the bin, you hear some buzzing, but you're not exactly interested in sticking a hand in there and finding out if there are flies. So there may or may not be flies in there. Are you allowed to close it? So this is a big machlokes paiskim. What is the question? It's a fascinating concept, because essentially closing the lid is what we would call a davar she'eino mischaven. You're not trying to catch the flies. You're just trying to close the lid. It's a side effect of what you are doing. So it's something that happens as a result of your action unintentionally. But if the result is guaranteed, we call it a psik resha. If it's for sure going to happen, then even though it's unintentional, it's still prohibited because it's for sure going to happen. It's considered as if you're intentionally doing it. Now, here is interesting because here, if the flies are there, it's true, they'll be trapped. But if they're not there, they won't. So it's a suffix. It's what we would call a suffix psikresha. It's a suffix if they will for sure be trapped because they may or may not be there. And that is a big machlekes. Is that a problem or not? That's a big question if it's permitted or not. So that's, again, halacha, there's a little more room to be lenient. But the bottom line is you do need to be careful about that and leave it open a crack so that the flies can get out. So to summarize, we've covered most cases of closing doors, containers, animals, pets, and flies, and it's always a problem of tzad, unless the animal is still uncatchable after closing the door, or it's truly tame. Or if you aren't sure if there's a bug there or not, then there may be a heter. And next week, Amir Tzashem will talk more about mousetraps and stuff like that, and also about how to deal with bees and wasps on sukkahs when you're outdoors.